Breaking It Down with Frank McKay. This is 103.9 LI News Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to Breaking It Down. Frank McKay here, so much more importantly, author, and really a wonderful resource for a legendary character in our pop culture history, and Louise Poynton is our very special guest, and she's the author of a really a wonderful book. Everyone's got to get it. It's called Cherish, David Cassidy, A Legacy of Love. And if you remember how huge a superstar David Cassidy was, it's hard to overstate. And this is before social media, and it's before the 24-hour news cycle, and it's before the paparazzi went crazy. And if he was ever transported into modern day, but he would have no life whatsoever, because he was tremendous in his time. And the late great David Cassidy is the subject of this book. Once again, Cherish, David Cassidy, A Legacy of Love. The author, Louise Poynton, once again is with us. Louise, how are you?
Hello, Frank. I'm very well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, how about what I said? There was no real paparazzi back then. There was, but nothing like what it is now, and there wasn't the 24-hour media cycle. If David Cassidy, at his height, had to deal with that, it would have been overwhelming, I imagine, in today's world, with everybody with cameras on their phone and video on their phone. He was that big a star.
Oh, he was totally. I don't think anyone who wasn't around in the 70s will really have any comprehension of just how huge he was. I mean, you're talking about the most popular person on the planet. I mean, as it was back in the early 70s, he couldn't go anywhere as it was. He couldn't do anything. He'd turn up to work on the set of the Partridge Family, and there'd be fans surrounding the place. He wasn't able to go anywhere, have an ordinary life. And as you say, put that in, bring that forward into today's narrative, and the poor guy just would be completely isolated in his own home. He wouldn't be able to do anything. And I think his life would have just been unbearable in this day and age. It was hard enough as it was back then. But today, he would be completely lost, I think.
Was it the Partridge Family where you first came in contact, at least as a fan, with David?
I was a fan. We didn't have the Partridge Family over here in early 1971 when he first started to come to our attention. There were photographs in teen magazines, which is where I first saw his picture and heard about him. And it was around that time that I Think I Love You had been released. And I'm not sure if I heard his voice first or saw his picture, but I remember when I heard him sing, it was just such a unique voice, something we had never heard before. And it really struck a chord with everybody. People say, yes, this was the soundtrack of my youth, but it really was. I mean, the music that he produced with the Partridge Family was top-notch music, no question. His solo work in later years became even more expressive, because he had a voice that could drip with emotion in one song, and then in the next he'd be this raw rock and roll singer. He could just do every genre which there was. And I think he is probably the most underrated singer of his generation, if not of all time.
Yeah, no argument here. I loved his voice from day one. And again, I was a boy, right? So the thing is, like, you had to be careful, because it wasn't... It was acceptable for women, or for girls, I should say, to love David Cassidy, but you had to respect his voice. I mean, he was an amazing star. The way he carried himself, he was someone that you really you had to respect what he was doing. And It was through the Partridge Family here that that he became, you know, an icon. And I was so young when it started out, so I was watching him in reruns, basically, maybe a little bit at night. And they were, I think, they followed the Brady Bunch. I was born in 1967, so I was very, very young when he was breaking out. But again, there's no argument of his talent. I mean, no question about it. And his popularity was just unbelievable. Louise Poynton, once again, is our very special guest. Everyone get the book, Cherish, David Cassidy, A Legacy of Love. And it's important. And when I ran into Louise online, I thought immediately, boy, I'd love to have her on. David Cassidy, to me, is someone whose memory should be kept alive. I mean, he was very much a unique talent. And he was, he was Justin Bieber before there was Justin Bieber. He was tremendous, and he was just a massive superstar. And I think it's important historically to recognize these times. There were just millions and millions of fans who loved what David Cassidy was doing, and that's why the Partridge Family was just it was an easy hit for TV producers to create. Again, Louise Poynton is our very special guest. Louise, you were over there in England, and you said you didn't have the Partridge Family. That must have been very disappointing for you and other fans that they didn't get to see this once a week, this avenue. And it's before the internet, of course, but it's before even VCR and everything else. What was your thought on not being able to see the popular show?
Well, we didn't see it initially in early 71. Partridge Family didn't air here until September 1971. By that point, everyone had fallen in love with his pictures in the teen magazines, but we didn't actually see the Partridge Family here until September of 71. And they didn't show that many episodes, and then it was taken off air amid many protests from fans outside the BBC television studios in London, and the series was picked up by a rival station. So it wasn't being shown when David made his first visit here into the UK in February 1972. He didn't think that he had many fans, anyone really knew who he was, and he turned up here from a holiday in Europe, and Heathrow Airport was just swamped with thousands and thousands of fans. And these are the stories that are included in Cherish, where fans are recalling the times when they would go to the airport, they'd be there to greet him, they'd go there to wave goodbye to him, and then in between they would chase him all over London, from television studios to radio stations, stand outside the hotel and sing all day, all night long. They just wanted to be close to him. And it's interesting that you mentioned about being a boy, you couldn't admit that you were a fan, that you liked his music. Well, probably around a third of the content of the book comes from boys, now men, who write with brutal honesty about how in David they found someone they could identify with. He became their idol. He became their savior. And some of the boys talk about how they were bullied at school or lived in a fractured family and had no role model. Then along came David Cassidy, and he gave them a purpose in life. They felt they couldn't tell anybody but that they were a fan of his. But his music resonated with them. They have spoken in the book about his vulnerability, his magical, surreal presence, and how much they loved his music, which led many of them to careers as songwriters, musicians, actors. So he was appealing to girls, obviously. he was somewhat intoxicating to girls, the all-American boy with the clean-cut image. To the guys, it was the music that mattered. And that has come through in every story, not only from the men, but from the women as well. They just say his music, underrated musician, and this was endorsed by the likes of Richie Furay, who gave me an interview for the book, and he regards David as one of the most underrated artists ever.
Yeah, we've had Richie on the show here, and that's coming from him. Trust me, that's a very, it's a very appealing endorsement from Buffalo Springfield and Poco and all of the work. And if you think of the differences between their music and the Partridge Family, and for him to say that is terrific. Louise Poynton is our very special guest. The name of the book, everyone must get it, is Cherish, David Cassidy, A Legacy of Love. And Frank McKay here with Louise. Let me just point out one thing. David Cassidy, and maybe I'm wrong here, but he was the first person on TV, if you look back historically, that had that length of hair, a male that had that length of hair. And the thing is, it kind of changed society's look of how they saw people with long hair. And, before that, it was just those dirty hippies and they have long hair. Or they would talk about, the Beatles, and then they would connect it immediately with, well, that's the Beatles drug phase or whatever it is. And yes, they had long hair. But, when you look at the Beatles in 64, that hair, relatively speaking, back then it was long hair, but not compared to what we saw later on. David Cassidy changed fashion forever. And all of a sudden, TV had a focal point where, yes, we could show somebody with a modern hairstyle, but he's a handsome guy. You mentioned a clean cut guy, and we're not connecting his long hair with drug use or anything of the like. Respond to that, and because I do think it's accurate historically.
Oh, completely. I mean, he changed the 1970s musically, culturally, and emotionally. I mean, he was the epitome of pure loveliness. As a preteen or an early teenager, David Cassidy represented our first ever feeling of what love might feel like. Now, he stirred emotions as only a first crush can do. And for many, it really was true love. And he remains a powerful presence in many ways, as fans and friends explain in their own words in the book. I think it was, yes, it was the long hair, but it was also the most gorgeous hair. It was just shiny. How can one put it? He was gorgeous to look at. He smiled and you melted. He sang and you went weak. He walked and you were in awe. And in many ways, being on television every Friday evening, you were seeing him every week. It was like you were having a date every Friday evening with your fantasy boyfriend. And I think the fact that you saw him every single week just made it even more emotional when you saw him live in concert, because suddenly he had come alive in front of you. He wasn't just someone on television. He wasn't just a poster on a bedroom wall. He actually existed. And there he was standing in front of you. And your whole world had just changed completely. The memories, I think, they do take us back to a time and place when life was really good. And to be a fan of his really was the most exciting feeling in the world. He performed with such energy on stage. His voice was so special. He was so unique. And I think the secret formula when he first recorded I Think I Love You, which brought him that pop immortality. He sang that, as he did everything, with such emotional intensity. And he brought something more to the table than just being a pretty face.
Yeah.
If people look behind the idolatry, they will find a hugely talented musician, songwriter, producer, actor. He was the complete package, but I think a lot of people, because of his beautiful hair, the way he looked, they refused to see it, or they just weren't prepared to see it.
Yeah, I think what you just said, what you just said there is certainly from a female standpoint, is one of the reasons it was so impressive that he had such a male audience too, because again, especially back then, there's a lot of machismo there, and guys, you know, their knees didn't go weak necessarily when they heard David Cassidy, but they were, and you know, Richie Farré, you mentioned, I that's not what impressed him, I'm sure, about David Cassidy. I'm sure it was his voice and the expression in his voice and the way he sold the song when he got up there, and he would belt it out. And David Cassidy it just has so many dynamics. But what you just described there is what millions and millions and millions of fans, and especially female fans, were thinking. And it was collectively, you were all thinking, this is, you know, this is our dream boyfriend. This individual that does it for us. This is who I idealize. And when it comes down to it, it turns into superstardom. And his superstardom was backed up with a terrific voice, singing voice, and musical talent. And again, I don't want to single anybody out. I have a lot of guests here that I think could be looked at as being one-time superstars, but didn't last and didn't have the legacy that David Cassidy had, just simply because they didn't have a lot of talent. They had a very pretty face, and they had a passable voice. The reason David Cassidy is the subject of books like, and I'll point out again, Cherish, David Cassidy, A Legacy of Love, is because there was substance there. There was talent there. He was a very good actor also. He did a wonderful job acting, but it was his voice and it was his musical talent. That's the reason he's the legacy. And, you know, here he's passed and still people are writing books and still people are talking about him. Louise Poynton is our very special guest, and she was one of those fans who understood this the superstar and just got swept up in it. And again, respond to that, right? I mean, I don't want to single out, I don't want to offend, you know, some of these people are my friends, but there's a lot of these pop stars that just simply didn't have the talent that David had, and that's why they didn't last that long. They were little flashes in the pan. David didn't have that.
No, he stood alone, really, in so many ways. It's very difficult when people are so pretty. You know, I mean, you can look at the actors and singers from the past, and you say, yeah, okay, they're really attractive. You know, you can look at Jane Mansfield, for example, Marilyn Monroe. They actually were extremely talented actresses, but people looked at their image and just really couldn't see beyond this surreal beauty that these women had. David went to great lengths to prove to people, look, I'm more than just a pretty face. I have got this talent. Please sit up, take notice of me, let me show you what I am capable of doing. And this is where my book, I hope, plays its role in allowing fans and his contemporaries, in their own words, to explain exactly what he was made of. I think what makes the book so different, you know, from any other tribute book to any celebrity, is the raw emotional honesty where fans are revealing about him and themselves. It's not a biography, but it's a homage offering through the eyes of love of those who adored him the most, a unique portrait of one of the greatest singers of the past 50 years. Neil Sedaka contributed to the book for me, and he was full of praise for him. Ron Thull, who used to be the lead guitarist on Guns N' Roses, his inspiration to pick up a guitar was David Cassidy. Who would ever have thought that? You would never have linked the two together. Yet because of him, he has a successful career. He's one of the world's top 10 guitarists, all because of someone who is known as a teen idol. But heavens, he was so much more than that.
Listen, it's hard to argue with anything you're saying. I want to thank you, first of all, for keeping the legacy alive, and that's you're part of that. And I think it's important to recognize talent even after it's gone, and maybe especially after it's gone. But Louise Poynton, can you give us a website or a social media site? Tell us the best place to get the book. And again, the book's name is Cherish, David Cassidy, A Legacy of Love. Louise Poynton, give us a website, social media site, where people can get in touch with you.
Yeah, sure. For the United States and Canada, one of the best places is my publisher's distribution center in Chicago. The website for that is press.uchicago.edu. That's the home of the University of Chicago Press. The other outlet is my publisher's here in the UK, which is unicornpublishing.org. Now, ordering from those, you can have a signed copy and you can have a personal dedication included. But obviously, coming from the UK, this will take longer due to the obvious postal delays that we're facing at the moment.
Yeah. Well, listen, congratulations once again on the book. It's wonderful. And you're wonderful, and maybe we can get together for a part two one of these days. And Louise Poynton, thank you very, very much for being here, and congratulations on the book.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you.
Louise Poynton, everyone, has been our very special guest. She's the author of Cherish, David Cassidy, A Legacy of Love, and the book celebrates the late, great David Cassidy. And thrilled to have Louise here. Frank McKay signing off. Please buy the book. And again, Cherish, David Cassidy, A Legacy of Love is the name. Louise Poynton has been our very special guest. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you next time on Breaking It Down.